Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall 23 back with another video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of the final judgment. So we believe also in the final judgment of the unbelievers. That is that one day the Lord God will judge all the unsaved according to their works, and will cast them finally into the lake of fire, where they will burn forever and ever. This final judgment is described in the book of Revelation as taking place after the 1,000 years in which Christ reigns and rules upon this earth with his saints. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 to 15, it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So Jesus Christ, who is called in the Bible the judge of the quick and the dead, shall sit in a great white throne, and all of the dead, all of those who have died in their sins, who have not been saved, will stand before the throne of judgment before the face of God. These are those who were dead, who were once burning in hell, but will be delivered out of hell for this short period of time so that they could be judged. At this time, every person who has ever died, who is unsaved, shall be before the Lord God in heaven. At this time, no matter what they felt about God in their earthly life, they shall all bow down to the name of Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So at the great white throne judgment, every person in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, that would be those in hell, will bow the knee unto the name of Jesus and confess that he is the Lord. However, for them who trust in their works, it's too late. Unlike the saved, who Jesus promised will never come into condemnation, these people who have died in their sins will be judged according to their works. And since the Bible teaches that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and since the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, not a single one of these untold billions of people shall attain to the standard which God has set, but they will all be condemned. Jesus warned in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Not a single thing shall escape from the knowledge of God, but every deed done by man and every word spoken the Lord knows, and he will judge them according to their wickedness. As it's written in Proverbs 15, verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." So Jesus promised unto the unsaved Jews of his day that they would be condemned because they trusted in the law of Moses instead of in the Lord. In John chapter 5, verse 45, it says, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Not a single person has ever followed the law of Moses, and therefore they will be accused by that very law which they trust in. These are the books that are opened up at the throne of God alongside the book of life. As it says in Revelation 20:15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So those who had not been given the gift of life through the Lord Jesus Christ will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Because they have not had their sins forgiven through faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, they are condemned already. Jesus says in John 3:18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." The Lord knew from the beginning who would not believe, and therefore their names are blotted out of the book of life. God will righteously judge all of mankind, and all those who did not trust Christ as their Savior shall be thrown into the lake of fire based on their wicked deeds, where they will burn forever and ever. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.